Hello and welcome to Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from Canada, we hear from Sister Jean Marie Dwyer, a contemplative nun belonging to the Queen of Peace Monastery in Squamish, British Columbia. Her preaching is entitled, When We Have Done All.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, Who among you would say to your slave, who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, Come here at once, take your place at the table? Would you not rather say to him, Prepare supper for me, put on your apron and serve me while I eat and drink? Later, you may eat and drink. Do you thank the slave for doing what you commanded? So you also, when you have done all that you were ordered to do, say, We are worthless slaves. We have done only what we ought to have done. Today's gospel has an interesting message that is not at all that palatable. Sometimes the gospel is like that. We would prefer something a little more upbeat to meditate on. But this is God's word for today. Do we expect recognition when we do what we should do? I remember as a young sister, I had a misunderstanding with another sister. The misunderstanding was really not my fault, but I decided to apologize so that there would be peace between us. I did not realize how noble I thought I was until after I apologized. And the sister, instead of being grateful for my noble and magnanimous deed, told me I should be sorry. At that moment, my inner disposition was far from benign. It was then I realized I expected my noble act to be recognized. I think this is what Jesus is telling us in the gospel. When we do what the gospel commands, when we follow Jesus as he asks, do we expect to be recognized as being exceptionally faithful rather than servants who are simply doing what we ought to do? It is so easy to fall into an attitude of self-righteousness. Grace comes from God. Our good deeds are only possible because, as St. Paul tells us, the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation, so that we can live godly lives while awaiting glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. The challenge of this gospel is Jesus' words, that our greatest efforts mean we have only done what we ought to have done. Living this gospel word takes the focus off ourselves and puts it where it should be, God's abundant love and grace that strengthens us to do what is right and just. God's grace is the only and greatest reward. Psalm 37 tells us, Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. The way we live our life, our decisions, our practical presence in the world as loving and caring human beings come from the intentions of our heart. If our treasure is in God and the things of God, we will have a pure heart full of love to share with others, and we will be doing what we ought